Those are very unwholesome Miskabel Techuyim. That's why the Beis Yosef mentioned the name of Bala Nefesh. Avot Yishabon Tehrele Miki, Madun Yad Mechza. The Hagenis in the face of the Zil Yodun Agrof Mayresh Zil from Mayim Shul. In other words, when he turned over a pail with Mayim Shul, you take a mic from Ashkelon, so what kind of a finish was Hagenis in Mish? The other Mishnes, the Mishnes before Oshis, that mentioned the Aloche of Shul to breathe. So he take a mic from Ashkelon, deal the whole from Ashkelon. The other Gavlos and Akri, the Hashkul, the Kishul, and the Chzok, the Hakar, Shem Shem. So the Yichal said in the Raya, the Beis Yosef mentions that the Raya does the Kashi, the bottle of the Shachomi, Mamayo in the Shamayo, Af Mikve, the Hokli, we possibly rise, the Lomo Yikil of the Sefte, Lasis for Amikle Hatfila, Viterase. So first he says that the Sefte of Regional Ivan Mokin has reference to the case where he was, where they managed dumped Yutesso, but it's still kosher in view of the fact that the Rav Mikveh was not, did not come into the Rav Menso did not come into the Mikveh Mikveh. Then he has the kosher. If so, so the whole kosher Sachon was to say, Ma Mayon Shein Kisis Yadodon, Af Mikveh Shein Kisis Yadodon, so becomes Bodo. After all, that is the basis of the Allah culture. So then, he's chazer from this there, from the first wash. And he says, Vitirate, Mistabel, the whole Vitirate, all that the Beis Yosef mentions the name of the Rabbi. Vitirate, Mistabel, the whole Vitirate will be saying that he said to us, for me, can we say, for I am a car, shall we accept the kingdoms? For us, Rashmino, the other God, the Shubashi, Shafu, Kulo, and Tenimbo, Hofe Kiko, you should be called, Shall Braguem, Yodeyam, Yvium, Nano, Der Halroso, Aisim, and Mikul Hatfu. So he rejects. So one washing in the Bible says that it's Mutel Hatfile to go, you test so, we are dying into the Mikul, as long as the home of the Menso was came in through the rainfall. Right, so then he has a kasha, so then the whole portion of Mamayon she in the Shemayim af mikve in the Shemayim yotzom mila dikate she showed the Yodol, and it's difficult to say that this drosha has reference to the case where the hope of the Mensor was done. It's mashma even if the mute of the Mensor so was done. How the new regarded his fossil. So Mele, he rejects his chesed from the first lashon. And then he says, no, he gives another chance. He gives another chance. So he says, that Gimulugin passels, even if it's natural, so Gimulugin passes. As long as it was done with Yahodo, so it passes, Gimulugin. But that's the ratio. What's about the Sefer of the Sefer? So the Sefer of the Sefer is reference to the case where it was Nimshahal Gabakar. So the same tenets that the Rashi gives. So, because we started with the Sefer of the Sefer, that's why we can use a Kola Yotin Akar, Shom the Sefer of the Kinyas. But also Rashi, and Abba Gabi Shuma Shim Shafu of Kulo in Tegimbo, Hoche Kiblo Yishuv in Mikore, Shal Gavim of Yedeh Mivim Nano, Derech Boroso, Eisen and Mikl Hatfu. Piski Shal Dovo, Kol Shal Niskabe Bechuy, Abba Gav Shebo, Mitech Yodof in Mikve, Madgirun Li Abmehto, Ul Mehto Veilech in Madgirun Be, Elo in Kein Hilch in Makarke, in Mahanebu, Afil Rube Kemas Nisim Ad Kam Shem. In other words, Af Shem Zom Shem in Mamesh, Mikol Mokei, זה כמה נושא, נבואי המזה, יחיד לו הרייבת. כל שזהו את מים של ישובי, אין בפסור רק אם רי במיק ונעשה כן, יש פיסלו מצד של נעשה לשמי, דרי במיק וצורת ניס על שמי, על כל חו, גם לבטל, גם פיסל זה, הצליחו בסבן תיסף, שילחו עם הקרק, נמצא שהם כפסו גם לפסול שולי. אין כאן, כי בשביל יהיה ביקוי, ופסור שלא יהיה לשמיים אין כאן, כי מי שהוליך מהקרקל, הוא לידי יחיל את מלוי מימו, זה בכל מוקים קושה, כל שלאוי תוכלי ויעבוד על פייסלמי. אבל ראש ועטור, ותשוב על הרמב״ם ואיר, ותרס הבית ואיר, הסבירו, ככל שמתחסיון לכרודו, יש פסול, אפילו לא ישיב את החולי, אם כן, אפילו ניחו ממהקרקל למעלה, אלו אם זה ממית ובהכשה, לבו, וזה אבק מושור שלו, שמים שלו, שדין שלהם, של מלחן המשוחר כי יש רי למיק ובאש והרש לפיר שהמשנה יש מפויס ולבייס אין מתיסף כזו ורבייסי המזימות של זכר ואיר מכוס הבלו של זה רגיון הועידה וזיוף מדים ורבים של שירות ולמיק וכושר נקר וכום עד כאן משה זה כמו שסיגרום תפעם דמסיוס מלבוי המתור משה דיניו גם כאילו עם החלוי מאוד רבים כמו ירלבה ויצורך אם אדם לידי ידי מפיסו בייצים תחסודון ולא יקליק דיעה בפוסו המי מותה בספר לעשות מניק לך תחילו אפילו אם על יד שוכן הוא לא מעט כמו ישור ידמודים שאימן להם שוכן הוא בשום מיקל ובפסיוס את כוס הרופאים משנה שתהי תספר לספר לישור שימשוכו אפילו כולו בשירו ומסר על יספר הייתי נבעב בספר ביטנו ביטון אחיוס ומיד בתחיל הכושר מהי גם כן שממים שובים זהו והוא תמוע דעמי מיד כן זה לא יהיו חסי הולה עיירה יהיו חסי כמו שזכרנו ואם כן גם להרש לי מכן תסביר לי בין זהו פייסי אלו המים שובים וסי במהי רמיים שובים וכמו שכושב עיירה וזו דעי מיד כן לא ידש ותספת לספיר על ישוב שמשכו לו כולו כשירו לא מאום אבל התספת דין זה בהו נסיעו בידיים רגליים צבי אוי אלוהים הכי ישוב ידמוק מחויב אל כי נראה את המדש ספיר על יקעי בן ואם כן רקל מנדום אבל גם בבהים יסייס עזור חגוי ולראש ועת הוא מוטה בבהים הוא לחש והרי בית גם מאוד לא מוטה אם הוא איש עזיר ממים שובים בחויב ורמו כוסף כאן ואין שמי וגם ברג לבהים מוקדים לגלודו ואיני דעס הורוש I think when he says גם ברג לבהים מוקדים לגלודו ואיני דעס הורוש that's a mistake, obviously it's a mistake it should be a דעס הרש because the sheet of the horse is that there is a basic distinction between רג לגלודו ורג לבהים that's the sheet of the horse so it's a mistake it should be דעס הרש not דעס הורוש ופי מה שקצרנו, אין שום דיו, אלא בישו פורש במה שקוסה, ובשני ימי נקושה, אלא בהביה, מיירה עם כל המקרה נזקה, אבל דברי אבס יוסף, אי אפשר יעשת כן, לפי המקרה. Now, in order to understand, the מחלקת between the אבס יוסף, and the טאוס, so, I have to mention, I think when we learn in Shnayas, I mentioned, this is Nefesh Chaim who is Alias of Chaim Rosenbach so he mentions he has his special class on Mikvois the Kuntras Gulis Alias Daftzari Dalat so he mentions So he says, Beginas Vodin. Beginas Vodin was a contemporary of the Messiosi. La'aral ma'aral leivin. B'chval d'alev, evi shom, shuvas ma'aram b'chodin. That's a very important shuvin. Baruch, v'hevi shemishnas hi'alofi, shim samach li'itziro, b'ore Italie, ore Italie v'ir avigo, oso mikve b'in yeze, v'hoi odom, והיו אודום די למים מהרבה יבחוי מנוקת מקום דקים והיו בצירופון כשבר הסנאי והיו אודום עדי לשיף וחדמי בצינה של איץ רי שיחו ברבי הבאיר ורי שעשין על גבי מקווה ונח לכוכח מעדי הבאיר של המקווה הרוב רבון הבנציה יכשירו המקווה ככוסו בסיפה משביס מוחומץ פסק רבון הממתיר ורבון איטליה פוסרו כי כוסו בסיפה מקווי ישראל ובסיפה פרוגמיים היו בפסק רבונים ועשרים ובסיפה פרוגמיים היו בסיפה לשואל לרבוני עיר הקדש סבס והסכימו מרמגלנטה ובסדין אלי עשר. So there was a big machlekes because there always has been a problem with setting up in mikveis. It's not so simple. So they wanted to set up in mikve in Ir Aviko. So how did they do it? So the Chachmei Bnei Tzion were not of it. In other words, they took a big kid, a very big kid, a cannabis kid, a very big kale, and they made many nikovim in it, numerous nikovim. Each naked by itself was less than Shabbat, but in total it was Shabbat. And we see and the Mordechai says in the Cheshuas that there can be tzil. In other words, even though each nekef is very minute, but as long as in total it is very salated, so the mele, any water that comes into that kele does not become shov machmaskui, because it has a nekef kishver salated, even though it does not have one big nekef kishver salated, but it has, let's say, 20 small nekevi that in total add to a shver salated. So the melee it's not considered a biskidu because there is siyut. So the melee it doesn't become show of machmaskli. But there is another kind of show. Now, what they did there was like this. Let's say, here they had inor. Here they had inor. They had inor here. And then they had here, let's say, a kele with a biskidu. They had a kele. And they made many pores. But in total, it was shverasane. So mele, the water that came into this kele, even though it added a skibu, on account of the numerous pores that added to a shverasane, so it didn't become shov machmaskli. But then, so they put one end in the river, and they put it one end in the river, and they filled it up with water, and then the other end, the water emptied out on the shore of the mikveh. And then, after it rested on the shore of the mikveh, so it flowed, it glided into the mikveh. So the Chachmei Bnei Tzion were matter that mikveh. Why? Because there are two kinds of shov. One kind of shov is... Now, of course, we have to bear in mind that Hamshoch HaBikur is not effective. And here, all the men saw came to the mikveh that way. Every drop of the memsah was drawn into that keleh, and then was drawn into the keleh biyodai, but then it was emptied out through the other end at the shore of the mikveh, and then it glided by itself from the shore of the mikveh into the mikveh. So there are two kinds of shore. One shore is machmaskli. So we have no problem with Shov Machmaskli because it had numerous nikovi that in total added to a Shver Zareh. So it was a Shov. But then there is the other Shov. Shov Machmaskli Sasyagodom. So insofar as Shov Machmaskli Sasyagodom is concerned, So here there was no show machtiziyalodom, because tiziyalodom means when does it have the psul of show machtiziyalodom? If yodai mikeiachodom, it comes into the mikveh. But here mikeiachodom, it rested at the shore of the mikveh. Then after it rested at the shore of the mikveh by itself, it fell into the mikveh, it ran into the mikveh. So mimele, it's not shov. And we cannot say Hamshocha Mikule is not effective. Because when can we apply the law Hamshocha Mikule is not effective? If it acquired a Chalei Shem Shov. And then you want to be Mavkiya the Shem Shov. So we say, only the Miute can be Mavkiya the Shem Shov. But here, it didn't even acquire a Chalei Shem Shov. Halation showing Bachmas Kli certainly didn't acquire, because it was always contained in the Kehler that held in Ekev Shveras Amin, Al Ditzio. And the other show, Machmas Kli Lodom, that's only Shayach, if Mikeach Lodom, it comes into the Mikveh. But here, Mikeach Lodom, it rested, it fell on the shore of the Mikveh. And then by itself, after it rested on the shore of the Mikveh, it went, it flowed into the Mikveh. So it didn't even become shore. So the we cannot say, Hamshoch Mikule is ineffective. That was the wrongness of the Chachmim Letzi. And what the Chachmim Letzi said seems to be very, very mistaken. Very, very mistaken. But still, the Chachmim Italia or Chelik. And the Chachmim Italia or Chelik, because they mentioned a certain Messiah. So what's the Shita of the Chachmim Italia? The Shita of the Chachmim Italia is that true indeed, it didn't become show, Machma show, because the Kehle had Ishvara Zahin, Nekev, Al Yitziru. But it did involve the other psul of show. Show Machmas Tis Yalom. So in other words, the machleket between Chachmim Netzi and Chachmim Italia is on the question as to whether Tfisas Yadodom applies only to a case where directly Mikeach Odom it comes into the Mikve, but if it Mikeach Odom it rests on the shore of the Mikve. So then it doesn't acquire the Shem Shor. That's the Shikhe of Chachmim Netzi. The Shikhe of Chachmim Italia is the moment when the Kehle was pushed from one end of the moment the water from the river was thrown into the Kehle, and it was pushed from one end of the Kehle of the Kehle to the other end, and it rested al gabit halke at the shore of the Mikveh, it acquired the Shem Shor. So the Mele, since it acquired the Shem Shor, at that moment, so after that, when it lights by itself, it's Amshoche, and Amshoche Bikule is not effective. But the Shite of the Chachmim Netzi is, no, it didn't acquire a Shem Shor. When does it acquire a Shem Shor? Al Deikiach Odom, only if it comes Al Deikiach Odom directly into the Mikveh. But if it rests Al Gabikalke before the Mikveh, it doesn't acquire a Shem Shor. That's the Machlokes between the Chachmim Netz and Chachmim Italia. Now, so he says, Vitamo Isri, so the Chachmim Netz is very simple, very mistaken. Vitamo Isri, da fiu da klim nukev nukomoke, kim shenase al dikeo chodom, gam kim din shumim alai mechodomo, velo in itaro alo berubie vam shoche, abo im shechu kulo posu, velo in kidaas amatiru, דרך את האבסור מחמסתי לסוד המותר, אבל במשכו את כולו. ובמשוך הניסתה לי כחשש, לתפיס את יד אודו. אך, אבל זה אצור לדף כריב מים כשאר. So, ומרם חובי וכי הכדה עשו איסטי. והיא בראי מדברי אבס יוסף, שכוסף על הרש, למפורש דה פרייסים בלגיון לא איבן מוקר ומוקר, שהוא בו לקמה מסיפיות, והתר הוא משום דהבה במשוכה, וכוסף אבס יוסף, דהוד אלוהי כאיר חסד. וכמנדאומה והמשיך עוד כולו כושר, אבל מנדאומה והמשיך עוד כולו פוסלו, פסולו, אלמד דאף מה דפוסלו, אלמד דאף מה דפסולו, אבל מחמסתי לזה עוד עולם, גם כן פוסלו והמשיך עוד כולו. So the Marami Bechobi agreed with the Shite, the Psaq of the Chachmi Italia, and he mentioned the Raya from the Mesiosef, because the Mesiosef mentions the Rash. The Rash is the Kashi. As to the apparent stira between the Reisham and the Sefer, and the same with the Sefer. The Reisham and the Sefer says, Rabbi Yisrael, Yal Zilal, Yodai, 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 the Sefer says, Yodai, 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 so it's kosher. Yodai, Yodai, show Yodai, 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 so the Rashi is the Kashi, the Stira, so he says, that the Reisham, so the Rashi is the Kashi, about the Stira, so he says, the Sefer has reference to the case where it's where the Giyono even walking more okay, and Al Yidei Amshoche it passed into the water, into the Mikveh. So it's kosher. Now the Rash doesn't say that this Tisefte accords with the Mandroma, who says that Amshoche Mikuni is kosher. But the Yosef says that according to the Rash, this Tisefte is Shavuot Al Yidei Yilchasi. Because the Rash says that the business why the Tisefte says boy, I wish I'd seen you can be truly kosher, because it was alidei karka, it was nimsha alidei karka. In other words, the legion was splashing from point one, from point A to point B, and then from point B to the mikveh, it glided by itself. So it's Amshah. So it's Amshah. So the Bais Yosef says that means that this receptor, according to Mandoma, Amshah Mikulay, is effective. Because according to Mandoma, Amshah Mikulay is not effective. So even though it was Nimshal Damikarke, it will still be possible. But the question is, here it never entered into a Kehle. Here it never entered the Kehle. So it did not involve the Psul of Shol Machmaskli. But what kind of show could it involve? Machmaskis, I don't know. But since the legion, the legion, they splashed it from point A to point B, from point B to the mikveh, that was done by itself. So according to Chachmei Venetia, it never acquired the show. So why does the Bais Yosef say that according to Mandoma, Hamshocha Mikul is ineffective, so here it would also be possible? So the shows that Bais Yosef Shita is like Chachmei Venetia. So it's a very strong raya that that's the Bais Yosef Shita. But there is a raya from the Bais Yosef, but there is no raya from the Rash, because insofar as the Rash is concerned, so the Rash only says, what is the lotion of the Rash? The lotion of the Rash is, Da'anam Shochet. So he says, he doesn't say the Bais Yosef says that. But we can explain the Rash that he doesn't mean on the basis of the Din Amshochet. He means he uses the Loshen Amshochet, but here it's according to everybody. When do we say that Amshocha Mikulay is ineffective? When it acquired the Shem Shol, and we want to be Makia the Halim Shem Shol through Amshocha. So then it's only effective in Yutei, not Mikulay, but Berube. Not Berube, not Mikulay. But in this case, since it never acquired the Shem Shol, it certainly never acquired the Shem Shol degree, because it never entered into a base kibbutz. And the Shem Shol, that's only Shayach. If Mikeiche, it comes into the mikveh directly, but if Mikeiche, it comes to the, it rests on the shore of the mikveh, and then by itself, it runs into the mikveh, so it never becomes shol. So in Mikulay, it's all right. So this is the Tazshat. This is the Tazshat in the Rash. So in other words, in regard to the problem in the mikveh in the year of Ariga, the machlokes between Chachmei Venetia and Chachmei Italia, so from the Bais Yosef it appears like the Chachmei Italia, but the Taz it appears like Chachmei Venetia, and even so, what the Taz is saying, that even if we say that pshat in the Rash. But the Raive Chike is explicitly like that. That when does it involve the psul of show of the Tzitzia? Only if it comes Mikeichel. If it comes Mikeichel of the Tzitzia, but it directly into the Mikve. But if Mikeichel it rests al Gavitarki at the show of the Mikve, and then glides into the Mikve, then it doesn't involve the psul of show al nitris yaron, and we don't have to resort to Amshocha Mikulay, even if Amshocha Mikulay is not effective. But here it doesn't even require the chalishem show. All right, now just one second, please, not now. Now I just want to mention, I brought Rav Kapach's version of the Baal HaNefesh, and you will see that, I mean, we're going to continue discussing it on Tuesday, because I have to start the other shiur. So you'll see that in the Bais Yosef mentions, we saw that the Bais Yosef mentions in the name of the Raivet, that when the species he abroad on parcel at the show, only when it's done mikapana, but when it's done shalom mikapana not. And the Taz Israel, he says, there is no such writing. But you'll see, if now the Taz says that according to the Raive, the spirit, the spirit, the apparent spirit between the Rishon Lezefte and the Sefer Lezefte can be resolved the way the Rosh resolves it. The Rosh in the Rashbo, in other words, the Rishon Lezefte is referenced to Zimul Bidi Odom or Biragli Odom, and the Sefer is reference to Zimul Biragli Behemo. So this is what the Taz says. But the Bes Yosef mentions in the name of the Raive, that the Raive distinguishes the ratio of the Tisefte from the Sefer Tisefte, because the ratio of Tisefte is reference to the case where it's done with Kabone, and the Sefer is reference to the case where it's done Shalom Kabone. So you see that in the regular version of the Bala Nefesh, so it is like the Taz, the way the Taz says, but in Kapach's version, so it's the way the Bes Yosef says, mentions the name of the Raive. So there are two different versions. All right, we'll leave it here. In a few minutes, I will start Adar.
Lamed Shvat Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon Hashana Tav Shed Mem Beis February 23rd, 1982.
So Chachmi lets here hold that true, there are two kinds of show. One show we show our divinity, even if it wasn't done with the other. By itself, let's say he left Kankami in the courtyard or on the roof in order that it should be filled up with rainwater. And then it started to rain, and the Kankami were filled up, and then the wind started to blow and blew all the water into the mikveh from the roof of the court. There was no Maisodom involved. I mean, it wasn't done in Yodayim, but since it entered the Kelet, the Kibbutz, Midante Yodom, Midas Odom, so it became show. Then there's another show. Then there's another show, the other show of the Nasis Mikiahor. Now, the Taz and the Bes Yosef, they mention the name of the Raive, that insofar as the Psul show, with the Rabbonim is concerned, so that applies only to show about the Yudikli. But there is no other show according to the Raive. That's what they mention the name of the Raive. There is no other Psul show on the basis of show. But the Raive, they mention the name of the Raive, that Midiraisa, if the whole mikveh or all of the mikveh, Chofalef so, is filled up, Mikiach Rodo, then it's also possible. And that they don't even call show. They call it because it's not Bidi Shemai, because there is a Droshe. There is a Droshe in Zafon, Zimor, in Goldasre, Ma Mayon Bidi Shemai, Af Mikve Bidi Shemai, Yotzo Mile Bikatre, Shein Shein, Shein Bidi Shemai. So that's not a psul show, the Kodesh Raya. That is special aloha. Other Rishonim will call that also show. But the Taz doesn't call that show about the Raya. That is a psul that I say, because the mikveh was not Nasis B'Diyoto, and the mikveh was not Nasis B'Dishamayim. It was Nasis B'Diyoto. So when does that psul that I say apply? Only if Chopalev saw. If Chopalev saw, not Chopalev saw, if Chop saw, on the contrary, if Chop saw was filled up your dying by our order, but if Chopalev saw reigned in, and the Nada Yutes saw was Nismale Bikate, so then it's Kosha Midraise and it's Kosha Midraba. Unless the Yutes saw that he was Mal Bikate, was dumped from the Kelim. So then it became show the moment it entered the Kelim. But suppose he didn't use the Kelim. He just filled up his hands. And don't water. So if he did it to the extent of 20 saw, then it was mineralized. Why? Because it's not passive Rishonai. But if he did it to the extent of Yutesa, and all of saw Rindin, so then it's Koshan Mineralize and it's Koshan Mineralize. When is it possible Rabbanon? It was contained in the Keil. And then it came into the Keil. So then it's possible Rabbanon in Gimel Mikra. That's a very big chiddush. In other words, so the way the Shach formulates it, so according to the Rabbi, the psul of Shov per se, when I say Shov per se, I mean not the psul of Nasa is Miliyot. That's a psul reis, but the psul of Shov per se that is possibly the Rabbanon applies only to Shov al Bikir. But if it was Nismale Bidin Bikir Achorodo, then it's not Shov. But if 20 saw was Nismale Bikir Achorodo, then it's possibly the reis, because it's not Dumi Dimayo. It has to be Bidin Shamayo. But if Hopalek saw was Rindi, and then Yuteso was Nismale Bikatev, then it's Koshalim Rabbanon, because we say Hubeki Kule. So in as much as Hopalek saw was Nismale Bikini Rindi, so from the rainfall, so really it's considered as if all the men saw had been filled up with a Shaman. But if a water entered, Jimulugin entered into a pail, and then that pail was dumped into the mikveh Jimulugin, then it becomes possible because Shov Machas. Then the Tasses, the Agadishim, who say that there are two kinds of Shov that are possible in Rabbanon. One kind of Shov that is possible in Rabbanon, that's the Sheet of the Raja. One kind of Shov that is possible in Rabbanon is Shov of the Kri, and the other kind of Shov that is possible in Rabbanon is Shov of the Mila Mikach, according to the Raja. So according to the Raja, so in two ways it can become possible in Rabbanon on the basis of Shov per se. One is if Gimulugin was Nismale Bikri, so even though the same Gimulugin by itself ran into the mikveh, passed into the mikveh, it's still possible, it passes all mikveh. And the other is if a person will be Nismale Bikate, Gimulugin, and dump them into a mikveh, so it will also become possible with Rabbanon. So there are two kinds of Shov. According to the Raimed, there is only one kind of Shov. Milimikli. And Milimikate does not involve the Psul of Shov. But if it was done on 20 saw, then it's possible that I say, because it's not Bidishamayim, because the mikveh was not prepared Bidishamayim. And the Rajbashi means there are two kinds of Shov in the Rabbanon. One, Shov about the Milimikli, and the other one is Shov al the Mila Mikate. Now, the machlekes between Chachmei Venetia and Chachmei Italia is on the question whether when does the psul of Mila Mikate apply. So Chachmei Venetia say Mila Mikate applies only to a case when Mikeach Odom, the Mayim, come into the Mikate. But if Mikeach Odom, the Mayim are splashed from point number A to point number B, and then from point number B it falls in the mikveh by itself, so there it's natural. So we certainly don't have the show of Mila, because it never was contained in the Kele. And the other show, Mahmas Mila Mikate, that is only Shayach if it comes into the mikveh directly, Mikeach Odom. But if it doesn't come into the mikveh directly, Mikeach Odom, then it doesn't become Shov. So even if we say that there are two psulim of Shov, like the Rashi, according to Chachmei Venetia, even according to the Rashi, that there are two Shov in Rabbanon. One Shov in Rabbanon is Gimulugin, that that was contained in the Kele, and another show, Gimuluki, that was Nismale in the Kehodo. Zehodo. But that's only Shalech if the Mikveh is Nismale directly in the Kehodo. But if Kehodo pushed it from point A to point B, and then it falls into the Mikveh, then it didn't become show. So even though Hamshoche, we passed Hamshoche, Bikure is not effective, so that's only Shalech if Hashem show was over the Chal. And we want to be Mavkiya the Shem show to Hamshoche, so we say, no, we cannot. Hamshoche is not effective Bikure or Bikure, only be Mute. So if, let's say, it already acquired Shem show because Gimurugim was contained in the Kele, and then the same, and then you are mamshechet into the mikveh. So then we say bikulei berubei is not effective because the shemshol, the moment it entered into the klei kibul, so it acquired the shemshol. Mashein came if it never entered the klei kibul, but he pushed, he splashed the water from here to here, and then from here it passed into the mikveh by itself. So it never became show. So maybe even if it was done and all the them saw, according to Chachma Venezia, it's kosher. According to Chachma Italia, there are two kinds of show. So one show is show about the real decree. The other show is show about the Nasis Mikia Chodo. But the Chachma Italia say that the other show of Nasis Mikia Chodo does not apply only to a case where it came into the mikveh directly with Yehoda. Even if it was splashed from here to here, so it acquired already the Shem Shom. And then, when you amamshechet al-gabe akarke into the mikveh, so we have to resort to the din of Amshoch. And since Amshoch Mikule is not effective, so maybe it's possible. Now, so from the Bisyose, it's mashmalek hachmi itali. Because the rash, as the kasha, as to the current stira between the reish of the disepte and the sikh of the disepte, the reish of the disepte says that zilei biyodo for the rabbi of Yisrael, zilei biyodo for the rabbi of Kibuluk in Posel, and then the sikh says, לקיום רואים על מוקר למוקר וכן בהימס שזירפו בידיהם ורגליהם כושר ולאויד שאויסי מיקווה בחתחיל. So in other words, you can prepare a mikvah לחתחיל that way for the zirup of the legion or even the mokum. So the Rosh is the kasher. There is a stira between the Reish and the Sikha, and the Rosh says the Reish is reference to the case where a human being was misalad the other rabbi. So if he doesn't give a lugi, so he becomes possible. The Sikha is reference to the case of the legion who ride on horses, cavalry. So whose flesh is not the person who rides on the horse, but the horse? The horses themselves flesh. So then it doesn't involve the psul of Milo Bekatev. Milo Bekatev means if there is Tvisas Yadoda. But Tvisas Yadbehemo does not involve the psul of Milo Bekatev. This is the Shita of the Rosh, and this is the Shita of the Raja. This is the Shita of the Raja. So now the Rash is the Tkashe. There is a stir between the Reish and the Seife. So he says the Seife is not in conflict with the Reishe, because when the Seife says Legion Hoiver Mokim Limokim, so it's reference to the case where it's Nimshah Gabikar. So what the Nimshah Gabikar? The Legion marches here and they splash the water. They splash from here to here, and then it runs by itself. It's Nimshah by itself. It rides into the mikveh by itself. So it's kosher. That's all the Rash says. So what the Yosef says, according to the Rash, this disekte accords with the Tane, who says in Chagige that the Tamshoche is effective because. So in other words, so it's not only the Yilchas. So in other words, so the Yosef says that according to the Rash, the Yilchas, since we pass Tamshoche is only effective in Mute, not because of the Mute, So you can say if a legion will splash water from here to here, and then all the Memsof will glide into the mikveh to the bottom. Because I'm sure. But the Rashi doesn't say it. So it's possible to explain the Rashi that way. True, the Rashi says that the same term with the Sefer of Legion Leilu Mokim Mokim has reference to the case where it's Nimshach Agabi Karaki. But it doesn't mean because of the Aloche of Amshoch, and it accords that here the Mandola that Amshoch is a technical aid. Since it's Nimshach Karaki, and here it never entered into a Kele, so what kind of show do we have here? We have the show of Mila Mikate. Mila Mikate applies only to a case where Mikeyach Odo, you fill it, you dump it, it falls into the mikveh directly. But if Mikeyach Odom, it falls on the shore of the mikveh, it drops, it rests on the shore of the mikveh, and then by itself, it glides into the mikveh, so it's not shore. That's the shite of the Chachman Letzir. And that's how Chachman Letzir will explain the Rash. Will explain the Rash. The strange thing about the Taz is that the Taz does explain the Rash the way the Chachman Letzir understood the Rash. I mean, this machlokes between Chachman Letzir and Chachman Tavi is one of the basic machlokes in Goyes. One of the basic machlokes in Goyes. So, the strange thing about the Taz is that the Taz does explain the Rash not the same way as the Bais Yosef explains. The Bais Yosef understands the Rash, that the Rash, that the Rash bases it upon the Aloche of Amshoche, that Amshoche is capable of being Mavkiya B'Shem Shom. So maybe it's not how it is. The Taz says, no, that Rash is true according to everybody. Even according to Mandoma, the way you passed him, that Amshoche B'Kule is not effective. But he said, why does the Rash say if it's Nimshal Gabikalke, so it's not possible? So he says, because the Rashi is that the Psul of Shov per se, he applies only to Shov al the middle of the clip. But there is no Shov al the Nasis al the Kiachod. There is no Shov. But if 20 saw of the Mikveh is Nismal and Kiachodom, then it's possible that I say because it's not Nasim Bineshamayim. Nasim Bineshamayim. So the Mele in the case where he splashes, a person splashes water from here to here, and then the water glides in by itself, so it's kosher. So he says the same thing that Chachmei Venetia. But the Taz says the Rashi is like the Raivet, that there is only one Psul of Shov. And the other, and Mila Mikatev does not involve the Psul of Shov per se. It only involves the Psul of Raise of not Nasi Nishamayim. So since it only involves the Psul of Nasi Nishamayim, so when does it involve that Psul if directly it comes into the Mikveh Mikveh Hodom? But if Mikveh Hodom, it is fleshed from one place to another, and then it glides in by itself, so it's not Nasi Nishamayim. The implication being that according to the Rashbashi thing is that there are two psalm of Shov in the Rabbanon. One psalm of Shov is a Nismali B'Kli, even though there was no Ma'is Yodah. It's not. And the other psalm of Shov is if the water was transported from one place to the other, Mikeyach Odom, so then it again becomes Shov. So according to the Rashba, so suppose a person will splash all the Memsof from here to here, and then it will be Nimshach al Gabi Karaki into the Mikveh, so it will be possible. Because since according to Rashba, there is another Psul of Shov of Nasi Mikveh Odom, so if that Psul of Shov in the Rabbanon applies even to the case where the water did not come into the Mikveh directly to Mikveh Odom, but where it was splashed from one place to the other, and then it was Nimshal Gabi Karaki. For the moment, it rested on the shore of the mikveh, so it acquired the Shem Shov. And if it acquired the Shem Shov, so in Mele, we have to resort to the Aloha of Amshoche, and we pass Amshoche Mikule is not a thing. So the strange thing of the Taz is, now the Taz himself mentions the oneness of the Chachmei Venetia. Why does he limit it only to the Shittas HaRaivet, that there is only one Psul of Shol with the Rabbanon? We spell it quickly. The same thing could be true even according to the Rashi, who says there are two types of Shol. But in order that the other type of Shol should take effect, so it must come into the mikveh direct from the Gehoda, not to be dispersed from this point to this point, and then it glides by itself into the mikveh. Alright, let's go over the Taz in Sifchot Ches. So we went over already the Taz in Sifchot Ches, but let's go over it again. Now that I mentioned all that, so the Taz is very simple. Sifchot Ches, remember Gibulum, Zemi Dibri Atoga Rosh, Vihu Alfi Akisek, Evi Yopis Yosef, Zemi Shemi, Vagei Tsehi Meir, Zilu Vyodim Radu Vimu Vimik Veposo, Vimichim Makar Vekoshea, Vagyom Eva Mokim Mokim Zilu Vimim Radu Eya, Mishu Shumu Vimik Veposhea, Vilu Eva Fosu Mikim Tchilo Koshea, Pira Shokat Tchilo Yochlas Espa Amik Vigda Alze, Vikoshe Bahakti Sekte, Dorom Rabiei Si Zilu Pese, Umash Mashem Kemach Lekeskal, Upira Shorosh, Nisei Vigilidion, Vishayor Emayu Vrago Vahim Zdak, weil die sehr viel Korosch war tun und aber weg und es will nicht haben sie und die Postel aber die sind der Reiche haben sie sich mit der Meinung die Karte schon im Schuhe wie auch auf die Schuhe oder mit Adler und die Kinder die Gseo mich im Schuhe wie kein Zuss ist es schon abmehr die Kolmok im Postel die mich nicht sind der Hasel Odom wo ich was noch mit Lied und mich in der Karte gehen und es ist mich im Hoch ich muss mal tun und ich habe schon gut noch an der Karte in the year 6, the whole shall be out on face. So the Raimet Maschone is there is only one Psul of Shol with Rabbon, and that Psul of Shol with Rabbon applies to a case where Gimel Dudin Mayim entered the base Gimel. So then it becomes Shol, but there is no other Psul of Shol as on the basis of the fact that it's Mismalim Kehodon, that there is no Psul of Shol per se. But in 20 Zohar was dismalled with Nikia Hodom, then it's possible that I say because it's Jesus Yarodom. So, Ma Mayom Bilishamayim, Abnikve Bilishamayim, Yotzam Yil Mikate. So, but if 21 Zohar, the rope of the Mem Zohar, if one drops in through the rainfall, so then we say, Rube Kikure, even though the New Testament is filled up into the Mikveh, comes into the mikveh, Mikia Hodom, it's still kosher. It's kosher, we have to have such a mikveh, according to the Raya. Because the psul the Raya say as of the Tfisas Yadodom, so regarding that, we say, Rube Kikure, as long as Chofal Epso, when the, so the Tesso can be filled up your diet, from Mila Mikak, that's the Raya Chief. So, when Rabbi Yisi says, Zile Biyoto Beraglo, Gimu Rubin Posse, so doesn't he say that if he just splashes with his feet, Gimu Rubin, so Rabbi Yisi says, reference to the case, not when he splashes the water that is on the shore into the mikveh, then it will not become possible. Then it will become possible only if it splashes with the soap, but not if he splashes Gimu soap. But Rabbi Yisi says, reference to the case where there is a pail of water standing at the shore of the mikveh, and it says Dimulugimayo, then he kicks the kale, the pail, and he turns it over, and the water from the pail runs into the mikveh, comes into the mikveh, then it becomes possible. Why? Because it became shol the moment it filled up the pail. So this is what he says.
מעשים בפייסר, ביטול ביול רדו, מיילה שצילו במים שובי. ואם תאים מה מייקו משמו, אני צריך להגיד את זה קשה. So what kind of a chidesh is Rabbi Yisi tell us? Zil ביול רדו? If Rabbi Yisi has reference to the case where he kicks with his feet a pail of water that he's standing at the shore of the mikveh, and then he turns it over, and the water is dumped into the mikveh, naturally, even if it was done by itself, even if the wind turned it over, so it would, the mikveh would be possible. Has kamo v'chamo, when it doesn't be a diet, that is kashi, maiko mashmo, so the Rabbi says, dilno hoko mashmo, the aval gal, the lose la'akli, וחשבים לו כשונה המשוחים דרך הקרקע שהקשרים אלוקים שבואים להיות אופרים מקווה פסק because I could say if let's say the person if a wind turns it over then it's possible turns over the kale because it became shore מה שאין כן if the kale is standing on the shore and then he kicks it with his feet and he turns it over and then it glides from the shore as the kale is turned over on the shore so he glides it so he turns it over and then it glides from the shore into the mikveh maybe that in itself is amshor so it should be matkia in the shore so kamashmo again is no it's not amshor amshor it is oh, when is a child amshor if you turn it over and it rests first but if you turn it over on the shore and then it glides into the mikveh so it's not nifsa keiche so maybe it's not on shore dil mohoko mashmach who goes makli with hashino kishu amshok the hakashu shir which is going to be the mikveh place week shot and the rabbi test another kashi to put in the shach I mean how can we say that the shul of shore applies only to a case when it is valid degree, but there is a process chachomim, the Zafro, the Gemara in Vol Basre, ma mayam bide shomayim, ma plitu bide shomayim, yotom mila bikatev, she yesh betrisis yadodom, she yin bide shomayim. Ma mayam afmikle do kli, we tose beraise, vi lo mo yitiro bide sef tlas, shkwa mikle lachatkhil bide arze, vi tirets, mistable do hodi yitiro bide sef tlas, bide sef tlas, shkwa mikle mize, koya ahilchim akarki, shona bide sef tlas, bide והורס אל השמינו, ואף אגב בשוב השם שחו כולו אין תאים לבו, הוכה כאילו היו שובים מי קורא, שהיו רגליהם ובידיהם, הביאו מן הנור דרך אבו רוסון, איזה מהמיק ולחתכם. So in other words, the right says, what the chachme ונץ יפס. But, the way the Taz understood the right, so the right is saying like chachme ונץ יפס, because the right לשיתו זה he holds, there is only one sure of show for say, merely the clean when we tend to be skimmel and there is no other soul of show and there is only soul the eyes and that show of Nismale Vidiodo so mele when does it involve the soul the eyes of Nismale Vidiodo if he directly splashes it into the middle but if the person splashes it from A to B and then by itself it's nimshach it glides into the mikveh so it's not this all the other but had the Raima chicken been like the Raima chicken that besides the Mesu of Shou in the case of Nichnas Bisech Biskibu there is another Mesu of Shou of Nasis Biliyono so then it wouldn't be effective it wouldn't solve the problem by splashing it on the shore and then initially that it should be nimsha by itself because the moment it's splashed on the shore it acquires a shim shol then we have to resort to a din of amshoche and amshoche is not effectively bullet so actually the Ralnik says the longness of the Chachma Vnetzi but the Taz explains it on the basis of the Raimi Chite that there is no soul of show per se in Nazis Nikehod but who says so that that's the reason as why the Raimi says that we don't have to resort to Amshok it just happens that the Raimi Chite is there is no soul of show of Gim Lugi in the case of Nazis Nikehod but even if the Raimi had agreed with the Shit of the Rajbo he could still say that where it is splashed to the shore and then it glides in by itself it sneaks out by the tark into the mikveh so it doesn't involve the soul of shore but the Taz doesn't say so he said Wie ich schon sehe, dort bekommt Gott mir das Rachonen mal rein, wenn ich schon einmal nicht weh, dort früher nicht aus der Reise, wie wollen wir die Tür und die Sette, was ich verliebt und hat früher da sehe, wie Tier ist gestanden, da die Tür und die Sette, die Sette, die Sette, was ich vor mir, die Sette, die Sette, die Sette, die Sette, schon die Sette, 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 אבל גם שבואו מתחיות אוף למקרה, מדביל מייסי עד מחצו, וממחצו ואלה איך, אין מדביל מי, אלו אם כן, הלכים עם הקרקה, דמהנת, אפילו רובה כמסליס נדלגיון, עד כאן לשם, אף שאיצה לשם ממש, מכל מוקים זהו כבנוסי, מבויה מזה, דחיל מלרעי, כל שזילה יפנימיים שנשום, אין בקסור, רק שאין רב המקרה נאססקר, יש פיסל מצד של נאסי ונשמיים, Die Rebe am Mikve zur Friese an die Schamein. Auch hoch auf ihn, du wackelt ein bisschen sehr, die Zwiebel bis jetzt die Sättliche in Lüchen Makati. Nimm so schön kam zu, ich kam mit Psul Schubin. Psul Schubin in Kamp, gib mich schon euer Bechlin. Und Postel schon, und Psul schon euer Schamein in Kamp, gib mich in Lüchen Makati. Und die Dei in Chilus in Odom Bein. Die Bechol Mok im Kosche, der Kosche, der Hoi und Bechlin, wie hat Odom bei Pesolin. Aber, wie auch Osh, so in other words, even though the Reine could be used as a source for the Sheet of Rachma in Metzie, but the way the Taz explained the Raimet, so the reason is why the Raimet says like Rachma in Metzie, because the Raimet Sheet is, there is no Psul of Shom of Nazis Mikiachon. So that's why it is effective in Kikulei. But once we assume like the Rashba, that there is another Psul of Shom by Nazis Mikiachon, then the Taz will say like the Chachmi Talmi. Aber der Rosh Vatu, und Tshuva la Ramban de Lio, die Tera Sabai de Lio, die Sviralu, die Chol, die Mitachasiot auf Shalodom, jesch Psul Atu, no Yishiva Dechli, in other words, only the Raimi Chiti is, that the Psul of Shom per se applies only to Nismala Dechli, but not to Mil Nikate. Mil Nikate, if it's done on the whole Memso, or on Chopso, So then it involves another psul, psul raisi. But the psul rabon of show of Kibulugi applies only to Mulevikli. But Adel Shein, the Rosh, the Tur, the Rashbo, they say there are two psul rabon of show. One psul of show that consists in Mulevikli, and another psul of show in rabon of Mulevikat and Kibulugi. מיוריקטים ימודו, אבל ראש ועטו, תשיבו לרמבן דוויר, מתרסבי ימודו, מסיר בכל שם דרשו לו של אודום, יסו אפילו אין שזה יכולי, אם כן אפילו מיכם נקר כלמם, אלא מריד המקרה בהכשר, בלעב אוכל, וזה אחד את מישור שלו, שנים שבו, שבין שלהם בו עם המחנה המשוכת, אלא כן יש לו במקרה בהכשר, וירעת בפיר שם שנייס, מקרוי בספיר בייס, הם בתיסף נזו את הרבי יסי, אלי הזו, שזכר את הלעיר, וחוס הכל של זה, וכיון הולידיה, וזאת מידי מרגלים, כשהוא נמיד לקושה, עם הקר כקום, עד כאן לשם, זה גלוש נדרש, מבוי המפירושי, יהיו גם כן מלכה ומנודון בהימו, כמו ירעיבו, ויצור חוים אגב מבידי, ומפיסו מייצא, מתח הסודו, בלוי כלי, The apostle, a maimutea, we say the last is when the mikro lechatchile, a filu el andu yashoche, lo hoyo lo lehati, kmoi bishu bimurim, shei mei lam shocha biru bishal mikre. So he explains the Rash, that it's not that the Rash applies this deceptive, and with yom no even mokin and mokin like the Magdomar, that am shocha bikule is effective. No, the Rash says, the tasses that according to the Rash, this deceptive is Alib Nikulav. Not only Alib, the Tanner who says, Am Shocha Bikul is effective, it's even accords with the Tanner who says that Am Shocha Bikul is not effective. But in the case of Rediyon Rehman Mokim and Mokim, we don't have to resort to Am Shocha as such. Because over the sins, it never entered into a biskibul, so it never acquired a shimshol. And the only psul is the psul de raise of Tvisas Yarodo. That's only shayach if it comes into the mikveh directly in the kehodo, not if it is splashed from point A to point B, and then it's nimshachot abikarke from point B into the mikveh. Ummes Yosef, das hat mir verrascht, der Heide Sefer ist für die Schuhe, ich habe schon gesehen, wie im Kieleser Heide Sefer, hin wie noch ab, so das Yosef von der Stuhl, als Jung, die Seife, die Tone, ach, los, mit dem Tchule Koscher, mein Gamkin, schon mein Schuhe im Sofu, wie mit dem Buach, da mein Mädchen ist in der Kirchese, hol er rein mit Kirchese, ich muss in der Chalmel, wie im Kind am Larasch nehmen kann, die Sfirle, die sind in Pinsel an meinem Schuhe, die Seife, meine Mädchen Schuhe, auch mich was da rein mit, wie so die Mädchen, Larasch, die Sefte, die Sfirle Schuhe, ich bin schon voll abschehen, und Lomo, Oma, aber die Sefte, die sind sehr gehol, die sind in der Reine Blei, zwei Jolima kein Bischof in Buren Bechli, auch kein Nira, die Gabarasch Sphirlika reitet. So, die Taz ist Chilika der Bischof. Und die Taz agrees with the Chachme Venezi. The Chachme Venezi war after the Taz. But he agrees with the Chachme Venezi. The Taz agrees with the Chachme Venezi. And he says that it is that in the case where the water is splashed from point A to point B and then it rides into itself, so into the mikveh, so then it is kosher. Why is it kosher? Because according to the Ravid, there is no psul of show. By Nasis Mikhodo, there is only the psul the Raise of Tvisas Yarodon, that's on the Shire, if it directly comes Mikhea Chodon into the Mikveh, and according to the Rash also has the same Shite as the Raibe. But he says, and then according to the Rosh and the Tur, they say, the Rosh and the Tur and the Rash, the Rosh and the Tur and the Rash, so they say that there is a psul of show in the Rabbanon. There are two types of show. One show is Mila Bikli and the other one is Asim Kiyachodo. But the Rosh and the Tur and the Rashbo, they agree with the Shite that the whole aloche of show applies only to Tfisas Yadodo, show Bal Yodo, not when it's show Bal the Behemoth. So the Mele, in the case of the Yodo Eveya, Mimoke, in the case of the Yodo Eveya, Mimoke, so then, since the water is splashed by the Behemoth, so according to all the Shem, it's good. Because according to the Raivot in the Rosh, it's Muter, according to the Raivot in the Rash, it's muter on the basis of the premise that there is only one type of show that is possible in Rabbah, and that is show between. The show, there is no soul of show, and machmas nasis with the other. But if the whole mitzvah is in Mikiah Hodo, then it's possible in Raisa because it's not with the Shomai. But if it's But if, when is a child to say it's not as Mishamayim if it is splashed directly into the Mikveh, but if it is splashed from A to B, and then the Mele by itself, it runs, it rides from B to the Mikveh, so it's still nothing Mishamayim. So the Mele in the case of the Yom HaEvan Mokim and Mokim, according to the Raivet and the Rash, it's good, because show we didn't involve, it never entered the Teich of the Kele, and the psul of this Yarodom, it doesn't involve, because it didn't come Kehodom directly into the Mikveh. And according to the Rosh in the Tur and Rashbo, who say that there is another psul of show, and the other psul of show applies to Nasis Kehodom, so then Mikshal Babakarke wouldn't be effective, but in this case where it's when you're not even mocking and mocking, so the adoption of show doesn't apply either, because the adoption of show only applies to a case where it was threshed by a human being, not to a case where it was threshed by Behemoth. So Mele and Monopshak is with that. In the case of when you're not even mocking and mocking. So the implication being, in the case of when you're not even mocking and mocking, but in the case of the mikveh of Ivariga, the machleket between Chachma Venezi and Chachma Italia, where there it was splashed from one place to another place on the shore of the mikveh, and then it glided into the mikveh. So in that case, according to the Ravid, according to the Taz understanding of the Rishonim, so according to the Ravid, it would be kosher, because according to the Ravid, there is no psul of shore per se. In Nasim Gehodom, but according to the Rosh, and the Tur, and the Rashbo, who say there are two types of shore, so it would be possible. If it is done, be good. Because Abshoch is not affected because. So in other words, the Taz does not agree with the Pesach of the Chachamim. The Taz says in the Rash that they hold that when it's Nimshach HaDabi Karake, so it's kosher. Because the Taz holds that the Rash is like the Raivet, that the Pesul of Shov per se applies only to Shov degree, but not to our to show Balvinas Gehodom. But in the case where it's done to all the Memso or 20 so, so then it's possible that I say because it's not as in the Shemayim. So when does it involve the Psalm not as in the Shemayim? Only when it enters the mikveh directly in the Gehodom, not if it rests on the shore and then it nimshach into the mikveh. Right. So he says, how can you read the Gamarash Svirale? When after that, when the behemoth is threshed on the shore of the mikveh, and then it's nimshach from the shore into the mikveh, the morosh viatu muta bebeh, ula rash viaraime gamboda muta, imu eshezil from the maim shuri bichui, the ramok osafkan, the yeshemri, the ram, the gam, the ragle behemoth, the regal odor. Vaine das horash. So I said last time, there is a mistake. Not das horosh, but das horash. So, in other words, he assumes, the Taz assumes, that when the Ramo says, that when the Ramo says, we never give good in the other, I'll give it out. Or is it so that the behemo kosher? The yeshem, the ragoy a behemo, kibin regel odom, uvishneyem in kosher, el behavior al gavakarke, the have ki hamshoch. The have ki hamshoch. So, when Ramo says, the Ramo kosakam, the yeshem will become the ragoy behemo, kibin regel odom, vahayne das a rash, ופימש פסאפו, פסאפו, אין שום דיי. In other words, he says, אין שום דיי. What do you mean, אין שום דיי? Because, אין שום דיי, because the Tazio said that in the case where it's still in Biragre Behemo, so it's kosher the whole days. It's kosher, according to Ryan, it's kosher because there is no Tzulok show. And according to the to the Ravid, that there is only one Psul of Shor of Mila Bikri, but not Nasis Mikeichem. And according to the Rosh and the Tur and the Rashbo, there is another type of Shor. Al the Zilei Biran Biyodov of Biradlo, so that Psul of Shor only applies to Zilei Biriyodov, Biradlodov, but not to the case of Zilei. Be the Ragle Behemo, because the only Tfisas Yadodom passes, not Tfisas Yad Behemo, that doesn't pass. So the Mele, he says, what Ramo says, Yeshemun the Ragle Behemo, the Ragle Odom, Uvishneyem in Kosher, El Behemir al Gavkarke. So he says, the Habeke Am Shohe, so when the Taz says, Yeshemun the Ragle גם ברגע בהם כדרג אודום והי נדע סרש ופימה שכוסדנו ופימה שכוסדנו אין שום דיי. What do you mean אין שום דיי? It means because in the case of Zilif על גבי קרקי with the Zilif על גבי קרקי and it was נמשך מן הקרקי כדי מיקווה ומת איביצילי ברגע בהם על גבי קרקי and it's נמשך Nakarke into the mikveh, so then it is, so then So then it is kosher. But the Lashon of the Rambo is the Rabbi Abeimo Kidin Rebbe Odo, who is Shneim and Kosher of the Hebrew of Gabi Kark, La Kuke the case where in Zilin the Rabbi Abeimo directly into the Mikveh. Not Nimshah Gabi Kark. So then it is possible. So why do they say that there is no such day? Of course there is a day. It is possible in such a case. In such a case, where is, so in other words, he says there is no such thing that it would be possible. Only the heaven of Gabi Kavaki. Of course there is such a thing that if according to the driving. So if it's not heavy or gabikarke, so it will be possible. If it was done on Chok 24. So why does he say? He says, Uvimashiko Sadno ain't the shun day that it should be possible if it's not Mishal Gabikarke. Of course there is such a day, there's the Shita of the Raibe. That if it's not Nimshal Gabi Karke, so then it is possible. So why does he say, there is no such day? So obviously, because the pashtus of the Lashon of the Ramon is, when he says, V'yeshengim d'ragwe abeimu k'din regel odom, u'vishneim kosher al v'hedra al Gabi Karke, but if it's not Nimshal Gabi Karke, then it is possible. So it means, even though only Gimologim was Nizlev, into the mikveh by Rabbi Behemoth. Not Chopso, but just Gimeluki. So it's possible. That's the mashmoyus of the Ramo. When the Ramo says, V'yeshemim, the Rabbi Behemoth, ki din regal odom, u'vishneye meine kosher, elo behevir al gabi karaki, de have ke amshoch. So it means that even if it's nizle, al the Rabbi Behemoth, directly into the mikveh, just Gimeluki. Not the old memso. Or Chopso, but just Gimelukim is Nisle. Viragli Habehim directly into the mikveh is possible. So the Rata says no. There is no such Kesarishim that if Ragli Habehim will be Zelim, Gimelukim or Yuteso water from the shore of the mikveh into the mikveh, that the mikveh should become possible. Why? Because according to the Raimed, so it wouldn't become possible because there is only one type of show. Show it all the middle be clean. The other show it all the kia hodom. So that only applies in the case where the whole mikveh, or chopso at least, not if the milt of the memso is going to the mikveh, all the kia hodom. And according to the Rosh and the Tur and the Rashbo, that there are two types of show, but they say that the show, the other type of show only applies to Keach Odo, not to Keach Abeimo. So in the case where Gimelukim is Nisla directly, by Rabbi Abeimo, it will not become possible. So why does Ramos say, the way Shemim the Rabbi Abeimo, ki din regal Odo, u vishneye me negoshea, el behevi al gabikarke, de ahave, ke amshoche, avoloi, Avloi binitzu. So, and he even mentions Rashbel facing the grace. So he's massive on the Rabbi. But I think the Rabbi is not difficult at all. There's no reason as to why we cannot accept what the Rabbi says. The Rabbi, I think that the Rabbi agrees with the longness of Chachmei Benetz. And the Rabbi is chelik on the Bes Yosef. Whereas the Bes Yosef explains the Rash on the basis of the premise that the Rash holds that this deceptor that says like Yom Yom Mokim and Mokim Vizil Friyadim Ragleim, so it's kosher, although he says Shehisi Mikvel Chathila, like that. So the Bes Yosef explains it that so he says that this deceptor called Mandoma and Hamshochi is effectively Gulei, but so it's not our Milchase. The Ramo agrees with the whole oneness of the Chachmei Benetzi, and who say that insofar that true there are two types of show. There is a show of Machmas, Mile Bikli, and there is another show, Machmaskeya Chodom. But the show Machmaskeya Chodom only applies to a case where it comes Mikeya Chodom directly into the mikveh. Not if it is fleshed from A to B and then by itself it is Nimshach into the mikveh. Nimshach into the mikveh. So he says, Rieshemi. But in the case, so there's the Rashite. So the Rash says that the reason is why that Isefte says that Oisi Mikve Batchilo Kosher and Legiona Ilam Motum Moki Vizuk Videm Raglayim is Kosher, because the Isefte is reference to the case where they splash all of himself, but first they splash that to the shore of the Mikve. Then it glided by itself into the mikveh. So there is no show. There was no show of Milibichli, because nothing, the water never entered into the Iskibul, and there is no show of Machmas Milibikatev, because the psul of show Machmas Milibikatev applies only to a case where it comes into the mikveh Mikveh Chodom, not if it comes nearer to the mikveh Mikveh Chodom, and then it comes into the mikveh from the shore of the mikveh into the mikveh by itself. So it's not possible. But in the case where a person or a behemoth will splash Gimurugim directly into the mikveh, then according to the Rash, it will be possible. So in other words, we don't have to say that what the Rabbah says is not true, because the Rabbah mentions it in the name of the Rash, and the Rabbah apparently agrees with the whole longness of the Chachmei Netzi. The Taz also agrees with the longness of Chachmei Netzi in connection with the Rash. Why? By assuming that the Rash agrees with the Shit of the Raya. But once we assume that not like the Raya, that there are two types of show, one is show of the Mila Bikli, and one is show of the Mila Bikate, so then the Taz says we have to say like Chachmei Italia. The Ramoda agrees completely with the longness of the Chachmei Venezia. And he mentions it in the name of the Rash. So, but he is chilik on the Bes Yosef. Whereas the Bes Yosef explains the Rash, that the Rash applies the Tisekte to the Mangoma, who holds that Hamshocha Bikuli is effective. But if Hamshocha Bikuli is not effective, then Hamshocha here, over the water that was splashed from one spot away from the mikveh to another spot close to the mikveh, and then it's nimshach by itself, it would be possible if we say that Hamshocha Mikulei is not effective. But the Rabbah says no. The Rash doesn't say it that according to that Mandoma who says Hamshocha Mikulei is effective. The Rash is made that this Tisefte can accord with all the Mandomas, even with the Mandoma that Hamshocha Mikulei is not effective. But here we don't have to resolve Hamshocha, because true, the Rashi is there are two types of show Mikulei and show al the Tvisas Yadodom, but the show al the Tvisas Yadodom applies into Gimelugim, but only when it comes into the mikveh directly in the Mikveh Chodom, not if it comes closer to the mikveh, and then by itself it passes into the mikveh. So there, it never becomes show. So in Megale, we don't have to resort to the halacha of Hamshocha as such. So in Megale, it's effective in Mikule. Now, so I think that's the Pshat in Ramon. Now let's finish the task. So he says, "Ufi mashe posavnu ein ze shukei elu yesh li poreish di mashe posav uvi shnei min ikoshe elu behevi maire in kol amik v'nasiska avol di lo bizash Yosef yefshe li yashevke." Because the Bes Yosef says that the Rash pshat and the Tisefke is shalei alim edil chesed. No, it says it is alim edil chesed, because the Rashite is like right. Anyway, the way we see it, in that machlekes between Chachmei Venezia and Chachmei Italia, so the Bes Yosef certainly agrees with the longness of Chachmei Italia. The Taz, the Nefesh Chaya mentions that the Taz is like Chachmei Venezia, but it's not really like Chachmei Venezia. The Taz applies the longness of Chachmei Venezia in respect to the Raivet, who says that there is only one soul of show per se, and Mila Mikatev does not involve in psul of show per se, But if it's done another mitzvah, then it's a psuk, a gemalt, a psuk, a reize, because it's not in the Shemayim. So the mele, in the reine Chite, insofar as the psuk, the reize of not in the Shemayim is concerned, so he applies the modus of Chachman Netzi. But according to the Rashbo and the Rosh, that there is a psuk of Shov per se, besides the psul of shov machmas nilo bikli, there is a second psul of shov per se. Min rabbonon machmas nilo bikate. So then the Taz applies in regard to those rishonim. He applies the lomdes of chachmei italia. But Rabbo, it seems, he agrees completely with the lomdes of chachmei venetzi. Now, one thing we have to understand: the Rabbo, in the parentheses, I don't know whether it's Ramo himself or somebody else, many say that all those Rishayim that are mentioned in parentheses were put in by Ramo himself, not by one of the Talmidim of Ramo. So he puts in here in parentheses mentioned Rash Perikrismic Ways, the Rambam Perikin. So Rash Perikrismic Ways, you understand? Because the Rash reconciles the apparent spirit between the Rachel and the Sefer. And the Sefer of the Tesefteh, and the Sefer of the Tesefteh, by saying that the Sefer of the Tesefteh is reference to the case where it's Nimshal Gabikarki, where it's Nimshal Gabikarki. And the Ramo understands the Rash not the way the Bishyosef understands, that the Rash means it's based upon the Aloche of Hamshoche as such, and the Tesefteh according to the Tanakh, who says Amshocha Bikula is effective. No. But according to the Ramo, the Pshat in the Rash is that here we don't have to resort to the Din of Amshocha. Here it doesn't even become Shov. The Shem Shov never takes effect, because there is no Shov Bikli, and Shov Bikiach Odom is only Shayach if it comes Mikiach Odom directly in the Mikveh, not if it is pushed from a distant spot to a close spot, to a relatively close spot, and then it glides by itself. That's the Pshat in the Rash. But the question is, why does the Ramo mention in parentheses Rash Perikis the Mikveh, the Rambam Perikis? Can I get the Rambam second period here? Thank you. Now, I mentioned that the Kesef Mishneh said, because the Mishneh, the Bishyosef, the same Chamer. So he explains the Rambam on the basis of the Yushin. In other words, everyone was bothered by the apparent steer in the Tesefte between the Reishi and the Seif. The Reishi says, Omer Abiesi, Zilu Yonu Ragel, Yonu 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 Yonu, and the Seif says, Leg Yonu Yonu Mokel Mokel, Yonu 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 Yonu. So that was it. So the Rash says that the Seif has reference to the case of Yimshal Davikarki, the Raived, and the Raived also says Yimshal Davikarki, the Rosh, the Tur, and the Rashbo say the Seif has reference to Nazis Mikiach Abheimo, not Mikiach Odom, and there is a difference between Yad Odom and Yad Behemo. Alright, what is the Rambam Shike? Now the Rambam doesn't even mention the Rashbo of the Seif. Of Zilu Biyodim Raglo, Gilu Yudim Posse. So the Gesprishma says he doesn't have to mention it, because he mentions in Perikei Aloche Zayin, Hamsal Yesatiko Yitzlodim, Vinim Shehu, Mimenu Shrei Shalurim Limit, Ve'ari Zekosha, Ari Zekosha. So there's the same thing, like Zilu Biyodim Raglo. So he says, No, Hatzal Xatit is only Yim Shomesh was reading the Bari Kosha. When you tell me Shatit to Magbi and Yode, the Vil and Namik from the Tzido of Yim Shomesh was not really painful. Why the Kechem? So it's the other one, the same thing. But the same thing is mentioned in our Chachetz. Gaius are even mocking and mocking, the Hingahim or Iberes and mocking and mocking. The Zil for the Yadim of Raglayim, Shrei Shalutim, the Mik the Arizek Kosha. You will lay, El Afi Osom, Mik the Bitchila Arizek Kosha. So how does he? So that's the Sefer of the Tesefteh. So the Kesef Mishneh says, according to the Rambam, the apparent spirit between the Reish and the Sefer can be resolved by distinguishing Nitize from Zil. Tziruf means Poshet Yulayu. You kick water. So then it's this is Yalom. Litisa means you step on the water. Mimele, the water splashes. But you don't push it out of it. Even though when you step on water and the water jumps up and splashes to another place. So it's also nasis mitiyachodom, but that's not the regular way. So mimele, when does it involve the psul of show if it's done the regular way? But not if it's done out in any teaser. Now, apparently, the Ramor disagrees with the Kesek Mishnah's Pshat in Rambam. Why? Because the Ramor says here, V'yeshenim diradri abeimo, kidin regal odom, uvishneyim in the kosher, elo behepi al gabi karake, dehavi kam shoche, avoloi binitsu. So binitsu in the case of nitsu, nitize, so then it is possible with such all. And what did he say? Rash perikveis dim ikveis, the Rambam perikei. So the Ramor equates the Rambam with the Rash. Now the Rash explicitly spells it out, and he says the reason is why the Seder in Sefer says Eisi Mikve Batiro Kosher is because it's Nimshal Gavikar. In other words, the Seder in Sefer does not have reference to the case of Nikite when the Ragula Behemo stepped when they galloped. So they step up on the water and then the water jumps up and it falls into the mikveh. No, that's not Nimshal Gavikarake. Nimshal Gavikarake means they splash the water as they yellow. They splash the water from point A to point B, but point B is still outside the mikveh. And then from point B, it glides by itself into the mikveh. That's Nimshal Gavikarake. That the Rash explicitly spells it out, that the Sefer of the Sefer has referenced the case of Nimshal Gavikarake, not Nitize. Because the Ramor says, V'yeshenu d'ragla abeinu k'di regodom, u'shneim l'kosher u'bevra al-gavikarake, d'ahave kam shochet, avoloi binitzu, Rash v'Rambam. So that means the Rambam says the same thing as Rash. The Rash obviously applies the Sefer Sefer to the case of Nimshal Gavikarake, not to the case of Nitize. And he says, Rash v'Rambam, so that means that the Ramor understood the Rambam in a different way. It's remarkable. I mean, even though he doesn't spell it out in the Hagoyes Da'atimeshe, but we see from that that he applies, he understands the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying the same terrors as the Rash. How does the Rash resolve the apparent stira between the Meshe and the Seder? How does it resolve it? He resolves it by saying that the Meshe is referenced to a direct zero, and the Seder is referenced to an indirect, to a Nimshal Gavikarake, a zero from point A to point B, but point B is still outside the mikveh. And then from point B to the mikveh, into the mikveh, it glides by itself. That's what it means. So the Rambam also means that. Gaya so'eva v'mokim v'mokim, v'chim me'im v'iveres v'mokim v'mokim, v'zil v'yadeim v'ragneim, it means the legion was marching, was galloping here, and then this fresh water from here to here, and the mikveh is here. So there, how did it come to the mikveh by itself? The wind blew it. Oh, there was a slant. So then, after it rested here, so by itself it glided into the mikveh. So it's Nimshal Gavikarake. But if it will not be Nimshal Gavikarake, according to the Ramos and the standing of the Rambam, if it will be there, it is it. So then it will be impossible. So we see, I mean, that there is a machlekes between the Bes Yosef and the Ramor in the Pshat, or in the Ramor. The Bes Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, understands the Rambam is distinguishing Zilut from the Tizi. But, and that involves a big chidush. Why should there be a difference? But the Ramor understands the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying the same terrors as the Rash. Now, I'll finish it here. But thank you. So you see that one passage had one version, one manuscript, and another version, another passage, and another version. I mean, it shed so much light on this Kappa's version. All right, anyway. But for next time, you should be ready. You should go over the inside, and also in the Tiras Abayis. In the Tiras Abayis, you should go over, I mean, Sharamayim. This Indian of Zilu B'yadayim Rabayim B'kabonei Shalui B'kabonei. And then you should go over Shtei Breches Sif Yud Ches and Sif Yud Tes and Sif Chok and Chopalek up to Chobes with the Kazmuch.